Okay, first of all, this is enrollment verification week. So everybody else has signed it, I think. This is enrollment verification week, which means that I have to tell them at the end of the week who's in the class. If I'm not getting emails from you, you're not in, you haven't been signing attendance sheets, you're not in the class. Okay? I sent out emails to people this weekend if I hadn't heard from them, but I need to hear from you. So if you think there's any doubt whether I've heard from you, please let me know. Okay? I haven't got all the homework back. I'm swamped, and that's a good thing, except that it also takes time. So eventually you will get them back. The other thing is the textbook. If you bought it, I want you to read chapter one. If you didn't buy it, then these are articles that I want you to read to give you comparable information from what was in the textbook. And I'd read the articles anyway because they probably go above and beyond what was in the textbook. But I want you, if you have the textbook, read chapter one. If it's Amazon, shows the first chapter in the look inside feature, so you can get a lot of it that way. And these are some things to read that will be comparable to what you would have gotten out of chapter one. Okay. We are now finished, for a time at least, with access. We'll go back to it later in the semester with multiple tables. But for now, we're finished with access. So, if you have any questions, ask them. Come and see me. Come and see Lindsay, Dave, all those people that are here and are bored out of their minds. And would really, well, they're getting all their homework done and getting, but they would really like some company. So, if you're having problems with access, come and see them. Okay, today we're going to start talking about logic. So I'm going to look at what I call the practice exercise. And I would like you to bring that up. Okay. Programmers think through logic before they actually write the program. And they think the logic through using either a flowchart or pseudocode. Okay, so a flowchart we have looked at and we'll be looking at more of. Pseudocode is basically writing the code in English, but the code that you will eventually turn into a programming language. At one point, years ago, they decided that they would break up the job of a programmer, or some companies decided to experiment with the idea that one person would develop the logic and another person would do the code. Didn't work, but there was that attempt. Guess which one got paid higher? The one that does the logic. Because you have to think out and figure out what the program should do. Once you've thought out the program and have the plan, then it's a matter of implementing the plan, and that means you have to know a language. But if you know the language, then it's not a big problem. The problem is solving the logic, figuring out what's going on. There is an attendance sheet. I want to send that back and float it around to those who just came in. Okay, so essentially we're going to start looking at logic. We're going to spend a few weeks on logic, and then we'll start implementing the logic with programming. Okay? So what we have here is some pseudocode. And this is the pseudocode logic of the problem that I am solving. Okay? So right now what we're going to do is follow the logic and figure out what it has us do. So the first thing I'm doing here is establishing some variables. And variables are names of fields that are going to be stored in memory. So variables are information that are going to be stored in memory. And I make up the variable name. OK? Okay, in pseudocode, I just made up these names. If I was doing this in programming, I have to follow the rules of the language in making up the names. This one I made a mistake on because I was trying not to have any embedded spaces, but I do have an embedded space there. Called the result, when I referred to it down here, I didn't have the embedded space. So that should not have had an embedded space in the result, but I kind of left it there so that I'd remember to tell people that. Okay? Field names should not have embedded spaces. So I'm setting up these areas in memory. So I've got an area called first null. And I'm giving it an initial value of 100. And what I'm doing is assigning it. I'm assigning it a value of 100. Okay? Then I have second null. And I'm assigning it an initial value of 5. Then I have third num. And I'm assigning it an initial value of 12. And then I have the result. And I'm assigning it an initial value of 0. Okay? So I'm assigning a value to these. This is frequently called housekeeping. Because what I'm doing is I'm getting ready to process. So I'm setting up my variables and doing some housekeeping and getting things started. It also can be called the initial part of the program. Okay. So I am setting things up. Now, to be able to call itself a programming language, something has to have the ability to be able to be stepped through sequentially. And that's what I did at the beginning there. I set up the first variable, set up the second variable, set up the third. So I'm stepping through sequentially. Okay? So to be called a program, I have to be able to handle sequence. I also need to be able to handle conditions. And I have to be able to handle repetition or loops. Okay. So I have to be able to handle those three things to call myself a programming language. So this particular problem has all three in it. I did sequence. Now I've got a do while, which is a condition. It's a loop. A do while, so keep doing this while. Then I have an if statement, and that's a condition. I'm asking if something is true or not. So that's a condition. Okay? So I'm going to start here, and it says do while second num is less than or equal to third num. Okay, so I need to check. Is second num less than or equal to third num? Yes. So since I got a yes, I drop in. I go in and do what is inside the loop. Notice the loop has a do while, and then I put an end here. So that's the end of the loop. Everything inside the loop is going to be processed. So second num, which is 5, is less than or equal to 12, so I go in. Then I ask the question, is first num greater than 500? Okay, is first num greater than 500?
No.
No. So since it's not greater than 500, I do the else. If it was greater than 500, I'd do the two things underneath here. If it's not greater than 500, I do the else. Okay? So I'm basically asking a question there, where I'm saying, is FirstNum greater than 500? And if the answer is yes, I've got two things I want to do. If the answer is no, I do the else. The else is what I do when the answer is no. Yeah.
In general terms, does an else necessarily have to be the negative, or can it just be anything that's not the if statement? Like let's say, for instance, rather than being greater than 500 or less than 500, let's say it was 500 exactly. Would you do an else in that case?
Yes. The else is if the statement isn't true.
Okay,
it's basically testing to see if that statement is true, this is what I want to do. Else is if it's not true. Okay, so it can be a negative statement. So since it is not true, FirstNum is not greater than 500, I take the else. And when I get to the else, I say, okay, take FirstNum, add 100 to it, and assign it back to FirstNum. So take what's in FirstNum, which is 100, add 100 to it, and put it back in FirstNum. Okay? The calculation is on the right-hand side. The storage is on the left, and I do an assign. An assign means I assign it to it. And look at that statement that I just did there. FirstNum equals FirstNum plus 100. If I read it that way, that's not true, right? FirstNum doesn't equal FirstNum plus 100. That's not an equality. That's why it is called an assignment sign. Okay, equal is an assignment sign. Because what I'm saying is, take whatever is on the right and assign it to what's on the left. So I'm assigning it to it. So I'm saying, take FirstNum, add 100 to it, and assign it back to FirstNum. So FirstNum is now 200. And then I do the same thing down there. I say FirstNum, okay, take FirstNum, subtract 1 from it, and put it back in FirstNum. So FirstNum is becoming what?
Subtract
1 would
be
11. 11. Okay. And that ends the if. And it also ends the loop. This pass through the loop. So it has ended the if, and it's ended the pass through the loop, so it goes back, because the loop will keep going until the condition is no longer true. So I go back, and I ask the question, is FirstNum less than or equal to FirstNum?
Yes.
Yes. So then I drop in again. I drop into the loop. Is FirstNum greater than 500?
Yes.
No. So what do? I do the else logic. I add 100 to FirstNum, which is now up to 300. And I subtract with another 1 from FirstNum and get it down to 10. And Lindsay, if I make a mistake, let me know. Okay, so now I go down and I have finished the if and if, and I loop back. So again I ask, is FirstNum less than or equal to FirstNum? Yes. So I drop in. Is FirstNum greater than 500?
No.
No. So what do I do?
Add another 100.
So I'm now up to 400, and I am down to 9 over here. Okay? So that's the end of the if, and it's a circle back in the loop. So I go back. Is FirstNum less than or equal to FirstNum?
Yes.
Yes. So I drop down and I say, is first num greater than 400, greater than 500?
No.
No. So I take the else and I add there, and I'm now up to 500, and I subtract here, so I'm at 8. Okay. End of the if, loop back, is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I drop in. Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
No. No, it's equal to 500, but it's not greater than 500. So I take the else, and I add 1, add 100 rather, and I subtract 1, and I go down to 7. Okay? So now I go back. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Yes. Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
Yes. So now I say, okay, take first num, and what am I doing with first num?
Add second num.
You're adding all three.
Okay, what am I doing?
You're adding all three.
Adding all three.
Okay, I'm saying first. Okay, wait a minute. First num is greater than 500. What does this line say?
Times it by 2.
Take it by 2. Take first num, multiply by 2, and put it back in first num. So I'm saying take first num, multiply it by 2, and put it back in first num. So what is first num going to become?
1200.
And then I'm saying, what am I saying to do the second num?
Add one
to it. Okay. So I drop out of the if, I drop out of the in loop, I loop back. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Okay. Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
Yes. So what am I now doing?
First number equals 2400.
That's right. I'm doubling it, so it's now up to 2400. And what is happening to second num? It's up to 7. Okay. So that's the end of the if, and I loop back, and it now says, is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Yes. They're equal now. So I drop in, is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
Yes. So what is first num now becoming?
4800.
I'm multiplying it by 2 and assigning it back to first num. And second num is now becoming an 8, right? Okay. So I drop out of the if, I drop out of the loop, and I go back. And it says, do while second num is less than or equal to third num. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
No.
No. So that means I drop out of the loop. The loop is now done. I've done it. It's now done. I drop out of the loop. And the next thing says, take first num plus second num plus third num and assign it to result. So what is result going to be? 4815. And then I said display results, so it's going to go up on the screen or out on paper or wherever it's going. I'm displaying the result. I'm showing the answer. Okay. So that is basically how an if statement works, how a loop works, and how assignment works. So, now I would like you to do problem 2. Thank you. careful that you do exactly what it tells you to do. Has everybody signed the attendance sheet?
Even if you guys can do it in your head, I suggest not to. I would write it out.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you'll get lost in something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I had people tell me that. I can't see where you must go. That's right.
That's right. And you can't help yourself.
Equal to division?
Yes. Do you have the answer to this one?
I'm gonna need that program real quick to check it.
Okay, what are you talking about? This line here?
First number equals first number times 3.
Yes, it takes first number, multiplies it by 3, puts it back in first number,
right. So
that on this next line, that new version is being used, the one that was multiplied by 3, because it's replaced the other one.
Yeah, I think it's a certain.
Okay, next time, don't have a long thing in the black of the place. So I set up my police thing, but I signed as my 5 to 7. Lindsay, this was your question.
I'm literally writing on the actual thing.
So I assigned all of them. I was going to say, okay, new file, second number,
So after you do this part, the end if, and then it goes...
He's going to get an output, right? He was asking if it was an infinite loop. I think no, he's going to get an output.
It's not an infinite loop. No.
Yeah.
Because there's an end here, so...
That's an end if. Then you add the CT.
Oh, end the if.
You end the if, but not end the do.
Okay,
end
the if. End the if.
So CT doesn't...
Yeah, the end if ends the if statement. The end do ends the loop.
Because it's only adding the end if,
okay.
The whole loop.
And between the end if and the end do, I'm adding one to count. So count is changing.
Paper and pencil is your best.
Actually, no.
Would you like a piece of paper? Speaking of paper and pencil. Would you like a piece of paper? Okay. That's right.
Is that a symbol happening?
Can I check my answer to see if I got it right or not?
I don't remember what the answer is, but I do know.
got that, so I don't, I just copy and paste it. I got 132, 430.
That's right.
Okay. Because I just.
Still say the 50, oh my god.
I know it's a 6-digit answer, but before you give up totally, did you do a multiply down here?
Oh, I did not do a multiply. Oh, is this okay?
And don't forget that the water operation
is multiplied
by the
number.
So that may end up taking the rather
greater than 6.
And then by this.
Yes. Good catch.
So, if this condition is true, will we get a process? If not, will we get a process? When this process is done, we
you want to first also want that number?
Is that right? So then you go back to say this is true. So for numbers, if you're are they agreeing with these, right? If it's not, then you can ask to tell this is true, and then you do the if, then you have
to. Either way,
then you do the else.
You don't have to do it else as long as the statement is true. So if you keep going and the statement becomes not true, from my guess,
so basically.
Especially because you get to a point where you just know where everything's going to go.
However, as she said, don't try to do it in your head.
Oh, I'm not doing this in my head.
I did it.
when I was doing it in my head, I forgot to multiply. Or when I was multiplying in my head, I forgot to multiply by zero. So.
Oh,
I
actually that's going to hurt.
What? You did it all?
I did calculate this in my head. I kind of have a brain man complex going on.
Yeah, you must. Because I couldn't keep track of all the numbers where they all were.
I grew up as that autistic kid that didn't really know how to socialize, but I just calculated my head.
I'm jealous. I could not do that.
See,
without
those
carrying
it in
my head.
Variables. So that same like what you did here with very small levels. So all these are just giving them the value.
It's easy to go off and just kind of rip.
The other thing is like stopping when you know you need to stop once you get into like a pattern.
Yes. And the other thing is talking while you're doing it and then forgetting where you were.
Oh yeah, no, I came up with an easy system for that. If I'm going to be talking, pay attention to what I'm doing on this, or at least finish the step I'm on.
So your second number is already going to be different by the time. You don't use the 1.0 as it's your first number that you just calculated. You shouldn't have a negative number.
Five.
So, see, in this case, this is what you got for your first number.
Also, it'd be 105.
105 minus 60.
I'm going to let you figure that one out. You have to, you're on the right path.
Okay.
Yeah.
But remember that it was A, that has to be greater than, that's equal. You have to do the else.
The six-digit number.
So I just do this one more time. So you got one. So first
it's going to have more than
that. And that's, this is the number.
You would be surprised. Because they start up
slow. That's nice.
So you look at the cell sequence.
Yeah. Okay.
The second number is the first number minus the second number.
Yes.
Yeah, it's smaller, but then you get to a point where it gets too big.
And if you're not getting it, as I said, it can be that you're not following the logic right, but it also means it's not answering.
Which is always fun, right?
Yeah. And that's why.
I didn't even bother writing it out. I'm going to
I'll give you a few more minutes and then I'm going to go over it.
This stuff is tricky now, but I love it with JavaScript. Learning this before JavaScript is great. Pretty much the same.
That's what I did, so.
Or though.
On the last thing, did you do the multiply when you were doing the results? That's one that trips people up.
Because it's addition, multiplication, and addition.
This is a multiply sign.
Oh, I didn't see. I thought that was a plus sign. I can't see that from here. That's my
memory. Up on the screen. But, and then you have to follow the order of operations.
So it's first number plus second number times their number.
No, what's the order of operations?
No, I'm asking what it says,
yes,
not the order.
It's actually pretty funny because when I was reading that from my computer screen, I kind of went on autopilot and writing it out, but then I was just
that
like,
makes such a difference. It's not that fun. I'm angry.
Assumed it was going to be plus.
No,
I thought to myself, wait, I should check and see if there's anything else.
Yeah, you saw the multiplier.
I'm good with faces. I can't really remember people's names.
I'm very bad at the one answer and that value. So, you did
it in the answer. It's first plus second times square plus fourth.
Getting the right answer is not as important as figuring out how the logic works.
Yeah.
Just plain old arithmetic. Okay. Is anybody need more time or want more time, or can I do the answer now?
You get like 3 minutes. Give me like 3 minutes.
Okay.
This is so now since it's 1 second for us and 1 second.
Oh no. Oh, rounded.
You can still go with that.
Oh no, that was right.
It's not greater than.
You're braver than me.
Yeah. Right.
Are you understanding it?
Not.
Okay, what answer? And then your second. And do you understand the process? Could be it.
I keep doing that until we get to that, and then I go to that.
Nope, so you'll do the whole loop. Take it sequentially. So do while CT is less than 6. You get into this part of the loop. Work answer equals first one plus second. I'm going to do that part. And then if your work answer is greater than the third number, you do this part of the if statement. If not, you do this. Then when you get done with this part, you add CT equals CT plus 1, so CT is increasing by 1. And then you go up to the top of the loop again, check your condition, and keep on going through the loop.
This part, I'm
going to
do this.
Okay.
If you don't,
as long as you know where you...
Oh, you still do this?
That's
yes. Yes.
Oh, okay, that's where I messed up. So, yeah, that is where I messed up. You actually should tell me. You do this no matter what.
Yeah,
so that's where I ended up messing up, though.
So as I said, the important thing is we understand the flow of the logic, not that we get the right numbers.
Jesus.
answer to this one is 132,430, and now we're going to go about how we got that. But the answer itself is 132,430. It's going to be assigned the value of 25. Second num has a value of 50. Third num has a value of 75. And fourth num has a value of 100. Then I also have count, work answer, and blind answer. Now again, these are called variables, and they are set up in memory. And they're going to vary as we keep adding and subtracting and doing things to them. So they have the potential of varying. Okay, so I start those out, and all three of these were zero. Okay. So I start out, hit my loop, and it says do while count is less than 6. And 0 is clearly less than 6, so I'm going to go in and do it. Now the very first thing that I'm doing inside the loop is I'm doing a calculation. And work answer is going to become equal to first num plus second num. So work answer is going to be what?
75.
Pardon me?
75.
Okay, so work answer is equal to first answer plus second answer. And I read that as, when I just read it, as equal. But in fact, remember, that's an assignment sign. I'm taking first num plus second num and assigning it to work answer. Okay? But we all tend to, when we read the two little lines next to each other, read it as equal. But it's really an assignment here. Then I said, okay, is work answer greater than third num? No, they're equal, right?
Yes.
So I go in and I do what?
The
else. The else. And so what do I do?
Divide the fourth number by 2?
No, I'm doing the else.
You add 10 to
because
the first
word answer third. Is not greater than third answer. Okay? They're equal.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the else. So I'm saying first num plus first num. First num plus 10, assign it back to first num. So that's going up to what?
35.
And then second num plus 10.
60.
So that is up to 60. And then third num plus 10. So that's up to 85, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then I'm done with the if. End if means I'm done with the if. Count, then, is going to be count plus 1, put it back in count. So count is now a 1. And then the end of the loop. Now, the difference between the end of an if is it's done. The end of a loop simply means go back and try doing the loop again. Okay, because it is a looping process. So go back and try doing the loop again. So I go back. And the condition as to whether or not I'm going to do it again is count less than 6. Okay? And count is less than 6. So I'm going to go back and do it again. So I go back in, and first num plus second num gets assigned to work answer. So that means 95, right? First number's 35, second number 60, so I'm assigning 95 to word answer. And then I'm dropping into the if statement and I'm saying, is work answer greater than third number?
Yes.
Yes. So that means that I'm going to do all of the things underneath the if until the else. So fourth num is fourth num divided by 2, so that is now 50. First num times 3, right? That is a times there. Yeah. It's easier to read on your screens, but I think it's a times.
Yeah.
So it's 105. Then second num equals first num minus second num. So I say, okay, second num equals first num, that's 105, minus second num, that's 45, right? And where am I putting that? Second num. So that's changing to a 45. And then I say third num equals third num times 2, so that's now 170. And again, catch me if I don't do my math right. Or it's not even math, it's arithmetic. Catch me if I don't do my arithmetic right. Okay. So now I've done all four things, right?
Yep.
And so that's the end of the if, because I don't do the else, because the else is only if the if wasn't true. So now I'm adding one to count, and count is now a 2, and I loop back. So is count less than 6? Yes, it is. So I go in, I add first num and second num, and that gives me 150. So work answer is now 150, right?
Yep.
Okay. So now I'm saying, is work answer greater than third num?
No.
No. So what do I do?
Right.
So I add 10 to each of these. Okay, so I'm adding 10 to each of those. Then I drop out of the if, and I add one to count. So count is now up to a 3. Then I loop back, is count less than 6? Yes, it is. What is work answer going to be?
170.
Okay. And so then I say, is work answer greater than third num?
No.
No. So what do I do? Add 10 to each of them. That's the end of the if, and I add one to count. So count is now a 4, okay? So now I loop back. Is count less than 6? Yes, it is. What's work answer going to be? 190. Okay. Is work answer greater than third num?
No.
No. So I do the else, which means I do what?
Add
10. So I'm at 135, 75, and 200. Okay. And then I add one to count. And then I loop back. Is count less than 6?
Yes.
Yes. What's work answer going to be?
210.
So now I'm saying, is work answer greater than third num?
Yes.
Yes. So I'm going to go in and say, okay, fourth num is going to now be what?
25.
Huh?
25.
First num is going to be what?
405.
Hmm?
405.
405. Second num is now going to be what?
330.
330. It's first num, 405 minus, so it's 330. And the num is going to be what?
400.
And then at that point, I add one to count. And I go back, and it says, is count less than 6, is it?
No.
No. So that means I'm done with the loop. So I drop out of the loop. And it says, okay, calculate the answer by taking first num plus second num times third num plus fourth num. So order of operations says that I multiply second num by third num first, right? So I've got 330 times 400. Zero there. So 0, 0, 0, 2, 1, 3. So it's 13200. And then I add in, so I've got 13200. And I'm adding in first num, which is 405. And I'm adding in fourth num, which is 25. So I've got 13230. Okay.
Does it make sense now? Okay. That's the important thing, is that you understand it and it makes sense. Okay, now there's a couple of things that are going on here. One is, notice the loop.
Okay? The loop needed to have 3 things to make a loop successful. I need to have 3 things. So a loop needs 3 things. First, I need to set the numbers that it's going to be testing. Okay, so I need to set the variables. Okay, what else does a loop have to do?
Set conditions.
Well, that's kind of, yes, I have to come up with the conditions, but it basically has to have a way to check and see if I should be doing it or not, okay? So it needs a way to quit or not quit. It needs to be able to have, yes, we can use condition to do or quit. I need to have that set there. So I need to have something to tell it whether to do or quit. And what else do I need? What was important down here that I do so that I finally got out? Count less than 6 was my condition. What would I have to do to make me able to get out?
Reach an answer.
Say that again?
Reach an answer.
Yeah, but the important thing is, what if I took that line out? I'd be in an infinite loop. Infinite loop. If I took that line out, count equals count plus 1, then count would never change. And if count never changed, it would always be less than 6.
That's what I thought it was at first. Yeah, was
so I have to have something in there to change the variable. Okay? And under the condition, I'm really testing the variable. I'm testing the variable. So I'm putting in here that I need to test the variable. Okay? That's the condition, is testing the variable. So I have to set a variable that's going to control the loop. I have to check that variable, and I have to change that variable. If I don't change it, I'll never get out. Now, in one of these loops, I was using 2 things, second num and third num. I don't have to change them both,
I ended up changing one or the other depending on what the if statement did, but I always made a change. And on the last one, it was simply saying count, add one, add one, add one, and eventually I would get out. Okay? So a loop needs those things. An if statement doesn't need to have an else. But if it doesn't have an else, then nothing will do. Nothing will happen if the condition's not true. And you may want to have that. You may want to have a situation where you say, if this is true, do something, and if. You don't want to do something if it's not true. And that's perfectly acceptable. Okay, so a loop needs to have these things in it, and an if statement can have an else or not, but I need to have a way of knowing where the do if it's true is ending and the do if it's false. So else separates the do if it's true with the do if it's false, and then end if says the whole if is done. If I don't have an else, then the end if would tell me that the first part, if it's true, is done. Okay. The assignment sign is important, that you understand that you are, count equals count plus one is a perfect example of that, because count does not equal count plus one. Okay, that's just not a true statement. How I should be reading that is, take count, add one to it, and assign it back to count. Okay? So I do the calculation that is on the right, and I assign the answer on the left. And all programming languages except one that I ran into always have the work being done on the right and the answer being stored on the left. Okay? And I ran into one language years ago that did it in reverse and drove me crazy. Okay. Questions. Down here, it was important to follow the mathematical order of operations, so I had to do the multiply before I could do the adds. But that's the algebra or mathematical rules. Okay, we do not have time to do the next thing I'm going to do, so we're done, okay? Because I would be halfway through it and that would not work.
So this is my first one, right there, about that time. Yeah.